Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Called BA the best friend of the show.
See, you haven't been here for such things. We had decided that because BA will come in here and he'll stay an hour and all of those different things, and the fact that
Siciliano's going to be mad.
He's given a text chain and all that kind of stuff that
which I'm not included in.
Well, we've offered to put you on this, and every time you're like, "No, I'm good." Every time you're like, "No, I'm good." The last text chain that we were on, you exited the last text chain we were on. All of a sudden, I get this message that just says, Jeff Phelps has left the conversation.
Can't blame a guy for being
what?
Sharp.
It's like, what the what? Why?
Come on, man.
Yeah. Nothing makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside like talking about a football game and then all of a sudden seeing Jeff Phelps has left the conversation. It's just like, ugh.
You know, some of us have things to do in life. And then there's you and Andy. No?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sitting here on a Sunday staring at some website updating your fantasy football stats is better than having a conversation with your friends?
Yes, absolutely. Are you kidding?
All right, fine. Maybe not friends. Is it better than having a conversation with your coworkers?
Yes. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Ryan Day and the Buckeyes passed another test in the first college football playoff rankings. Of course, they're out, as we've talked about. Spencer German breaks it all down on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. You can subscribe now on the Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure that you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season. See, Hody calls Brian Anderson the best friend of the show, and he's stiffing us.
Well, we don't know that yet. It is BA. Lord knows what's taking place.
He's stiffing us.
But we'll have the legend Tim May later.
That's great news. What we have is a 9-0 basketball team that puts that on the line, the best start in franchise history, puts it on the line tonight against a 7-1 team that has won 5 straight games, has celebrated championships in the building over here, right across the street from us, and where Kenny Atkinson coached the last several years under the head coach of that team, Steve Kerr.
This
should be a good one.
Did you also see that each team is wearing the uniforms that they were from 2016? So the Warriors, the Cavs will be in the blacks with the Red Sea. The Warriors will be in their uniforms.
Which, by the way, I love.
Yeah, especially since they got rid of the sleeve portion of that. That's the best thing that ever happened.
I love the sleeve portion of it.
Why?
Because it represents championship.
All right, I'll give you that one.
See, hard to argue with that one.
Give you
it?
That one, yeah.
Hard to argue with that.
That's one of those things where, you know, it was ugly and it was uncomfortable, and you heard everybody in the league complaining about him, but everybody around here loves him for a certain reason.
Absolutely, and they should.
So, here's my biggest test with this.
Okay.
The defense of this team has been good. It was a foundation of defense that was already here with J.B. Bickerstaff.
This year's defense has certainly been solid.
Right?
Yep.
The offense has been there as well, but they have not
gone... offense hasn't been there. It's been phenomenal.
Correct. Yeah. But they have not gone up against a team that has an offense that could rival theirs yet.
They are tonight.
And they're going to see it tonight. And that's where I'm fascinated, because typically the...
The number one and the number three scoring teams in the NBA tonight.
Typically, the kryptonite of this team has run into, like, the smaller guards who are kind of shifty and can get past Darius Garland and kind of give him a little bit of problems and that stuff. I want to see how he does against Steph Curry. I want to see what that looks like. The other thing that has given them issues has been the smaller guys who could stretch the floor, your Jason Tatums and that kind of stuff. Golden State doesn't have those. They've got Kuminga, who's immensely athletic, though coming off the bench now. But I want to see how this defense looks against Steph Curry.
Among others. Because it's more than Steph on that Warrior team. Warriors at 7-1, five straight wins, and 5-0 on the road. So, you know, they know how to win on the road. They know how to win, period. It's clearly an important thing, and we understand why. Curtis is in Cleveland. Curtis.
All right, Curtis.
Hey, Jeff, man, Dan got me nervous, man, talking about Steph Curry. I know he's a dangerous man, but I'm hoping that the Cavs pull this off, man.
Absolutely. And I think they will. This is just going to be a fun task, man. That's what I'm pumped for. I want to see them go up against a team who is...
Who is good?
Yeah. And like, that's... I don't mean to trash the New York Knicks or anything like that. Like, I think they will be good. But at least the Warriors have, like, a pedigree of greatness. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to see.
Yeah. All them rings, Steph Curry guy. Yeah, you got me a little shaking in my bones. But I really was calling to say, why we can't say Donovan Mitchell's an all-star? Like this kid, he's been an all-star every year he's been in the league. He's never missed the playoffs. He was named a starter in an all-star game when he got to Cleveland. At his 71-point performance, set the Cavaliers record, and he was named one of the top 10 players in the league. Like, why we can't say this dude is a superstar?
Yes,
he won the top 10 players in the league.
I think that's a push. That might be pushing it a little bit.
I mean, he's closer to 10 than he is to 1. I will say that with certainty.
Curtis, thank you.
You could make a solid top 10 argument.
He's a really good player.
I'd listen to it. He's 100% top, definitely top 20. I think I'd say top 15, but I'd have to sit there and write everything out.
What he is a key part of a good team right now. And honestly, I think that's how this team has to succeed. If you give the ball to Donovan and tell him to go be a guy who's going to score 30, I don't think that works, if you want to know the truth. I love what they're doing now offensively. Some numbers behind this. And, you know, sometimes numbers get in the way, but other times I think they're very telling. The Cavaliers right now leading the NBA in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're over 123 points a game. They're also, and see, this is the one that, and it's hard to be concerned when you're 9-0. I mean, think about it. You only play 82 games.
Right.
So you're more than a tenth of the way through the season. You already have 9 wins. They're not coming out of the win column. But you're 9-0. They're leading the NBA in field goal percentage at 52.6%. That won't last. However, doesn't mean they can't lead the league in field goal percentage. You're making almost 53% of your shots. That's unlikely. Also, they're second in three-point percentage at 42%. And I don't know that lasts. That one might... Maybe they retain the ranking. I'd be surprised if they do.
Well, the difference between, like, if this was happening last season, right, with J.B. Bickerstaff and the offense that they were running there, and then they were running it in the same idea this season. The difference is that this season, I think there's more legs to it. Now, again, it's probably not going to be that high. I'll agree with you there. But I think there's more legs to them being such a top-scoring team because they're getting open looks. I mean,
they're getting really good looks.
The looks they are getting are unbelievable.
The spacing, the ball movement is leading to great looks. And that's one of the hallmarks of Golden State's team,
right?
You know, during the Steve Kerr era. And Kenny Atkinson was a good offensive coach when he was in Brooklyn. I think he's an even better offensive coach now.
I mean, when you see the looks that Dean Wade gets in these games, well, there's just nobody within 8 feet of him. Like, because however, and they're cutting, and they've been so good. And like,
but you don't want to have to rely on Dean Wade to knock down that shot. Although I think Dean's an underrated player. I like Dean Wade.
We've relied on worse.
Well, now that's true, and you've been bitten for it too.
Yep. Quite often.
So,
but more than it, and then add in on the field goal percentage side of things, think of the amount of alley-oops that they're getting on top of it. Think of the amount of dunks that you're getting from a Jared Allen, those push shots there. The thing that they have done is they are so good with their size of getting relatively close to the basket within 5 feet, within 7 feet in between there, where Jared Allen could finish over both shoulders, where you have Evan Mobley getting those dunks, getting those push shots, getting those hook shots, all of those different things on top of there. Like, they're taking high percentage field goal shots that make me think that, well, again, what was it, 53 you said?
Yep.
I don't think it stays that high.
No, I don't either.
Boy, if we walk out with 48, 47?
Which I think is, that's a big challenge too, but you never know.
I could see that being the case because the looks are open and the shots that are contested are close to.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The rim.
It's interesting. When Kenny Atkinson took over, you know, he'd mentioned a couple of things. And so far, through nine games, he's lived up to everything that he said. Number one was he wanted to play a bigger rotation, which, by the way, I'm all for. You know, you don't have to pound, you know, your superstars 38 minutes a game. You don't have to do it. And I think that's critical. Nobody's even playing 31 minutes a game. And I think that's really good. You also have 10 players playing at least 15 minutes a game.
That's the big thing.
That exactly. You're not hammering your top guys, but you're giving the other guys a chance to contribute. And though it's helping now, imagine what that could be like, you know, come after the All-Star break.
Right.
Where all of a sudden you got some guys whose legs aren't shot. I think that's really good. And the other thing here, when a guy can average in double digits scoring-wise, that's really good. There are five Cavs scoring 12 or more points a game. That's really good. And as opposed to what we saw last year with J.B. Bickerstaff, and this isn't about bashing J.B. or anything.
No, none of us are doing that.
This is about a Kenny Atkinson relationship with Caris LeVert. I'm big on Caris. I've always liked his game from long before he showed up here. He's averaging 12 points a game and getting consistent minutes and a consistent role and a consistent opportunity. And Kenny, I think, is the reason for that. And that's really critical because he's developing that bench scorer, here I come, I'm going to impact the game, coming off the bench mentality. And that's easier to do when you know your consistent role and your consistent place in the offense. And I think Kenny Atkinson has done a great job of establishing that.
He's the microwave. And the main thing they'll tell you is, what is it, 12 guys get you to the playoffs, and then you can shorten it from there. I've never been the biggest fan of how Tom Thibodeau will just run these guys all season long. Like, oh yeah.
38 minutes a game.
It's because they're in shape. It's like, well, Tibbs, every time you get into the playoffs and you find yourself into the second round of the playoffs, these guys all just start going down with all these injuries, and you're just the walking wounded by the tail end of this. By the time, if you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, if you get to the Western Conference Finals, you're down to like one guy that you're trusting and a bunch of other guys who hadn't been playing as much.
What's impressing you most, folks, about what's been a terrific Cavalier start, a terrific start for Kenny Atkinson? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dano on the Fan.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.